Hi, I'm James. So why do these steps induce lucid dreams? Now, I'm no scientist, but as I'm sure you're aware, science does recognize lucid dreaming as a real phenomena. I think after listening to these four audios, my relaxed body, cleared mind, stimulated energy body, and familiarity with the trance state help connect my consciousness with my subconscious mind, giving me a window of opportunity to recognize I'm dreaming when my body is asleep. I believe stimulating your energy body is like charging a battery. If you do a lot of practice, then you will have a lot of charges. Lucid dreams will be incredibly vivid, and the level of control you have over the lucid dream will be extraordinary. Missing a few days or weeks, the charge will lower and the clarity and control will decrease. You can still experience lucid dreaming, but perhaps you are lucid 1 minute and then sucked back into the narrative of the dream the next. The proof, as they say, is in the pudding. The proof for me, at least, is that I've had hundreds of lucid dreams whilst practicing steps to achieving astral projection, which includes these steps. Please see the About page for all my current experiences to date. The pudding for you is to experience lucid dreams for the first time, then regularly without interrupting your natural sleep patterns. When to practice these five steps? These audios are designed to be listened to either in the morning, afternoon or evening before bed and are not designed to disrupt your natural sleep pattern in any way. They offer both a route to regular lucid dreams and a break from your day to give both your body and mind a rest. Experimenting with the best time to suit your schedule or natural life rhythm, be it an early riser, night owl, or just enjoying breaking up the day with an escape for your body and mind around lunchtime is recommended. Practicing these five steps early in the morning can help boost your body's relaxational state and sharpen the mind for the day ahead, along with retaining the memories of the practice for that night's sleep. Lunchtime practice can help break up your day and leave you feeling relaxed and carefree going into your afternoon's activities, and again later influencing your sleep when you go to bed. And practicing these five steps before you go to bed can help relax your body and clear your mind, accelerating the speed to sleep. Recommended additions to these steps. I highly recommend you keep a dream journal, regularly say out loud or silent in your mind affirmations, and carry out reality checks. Optionally, before starting these steps, take a shower to ground yourself, burn essential oils to help train yourself to associate a smell with meditation time, and or listen to some of your favourite music in order to set yourself up for an amazing relaxation practice. This guided audio collection includes 10 minutes of progressive muscle relaxation, which is the process of tensing and relaxing each and all the muscles in your body. An example would be starting from your toes and working up through your body, progressively feeling the tension ooze out of your muscles. This step is often overlooked. I think it's one of the most important steps to teach your body to physically relax and set you off on a good relaxation foundation. Expectations. At the end of this step, you should feel loose, warm, and ready to push on. If this is not the case, then perhaps look at extending the duration of this session. 10 minutes of deep breathing exercises. Deep breathing exercises consists of setting some time aside to concentrate on your breathing. With eyes open or closed, you carry out a variety of tasks, helping you fill and empty your lungs, clear your mind and calm your soul. Expectations. If you would like to make time for it in your routine, then it's a good addition to have. It further helps relax the body and is a great precursor for clearing the mind. At the end of this step, you should feel as though your lungs have had a workout and your mind a little clearer. 10 minutes of clearing your mind. Clearing your mind of distracting thoughts can be a great way to concentrate. This, of course, is easier said than done. Clearing your mind can enhance your health and creativity, decluttering the path to achieving your goals. This meditation uses visualization to help you clear your mind. Distracting thoughts are pushed away from your mind, and important distracting thoughts are stored safely in your mind. A shape is then drawn in the mind that you try to keep clear of thought. Near the end of the meditation, chimes are used to prompt you to keep your mind clear. Expectations. Hopefully after this meditation, your mind will be clearer and feel rested. Over time, this meditation helps to program the mind to stay clearer for longer, allowing you to concentrate more of your efforts on learning the steps to achieving lucid dreams. If you find clearing your mind hard, and a lot of people do, then I would recommend trying to deal with any pressing issues before starting any of these steps. 10 minutes of body scan meditation. Body scan meditation is an in-depth investigation into the moment-by-moment experience of the body, achieved by bringing your attention and awareness to the current feelings and senses of your body. You can, over time, use body scan meditation to manage stress, anxiety, hypertension, and general physical pain. The purpose in the context of lucid dreaming is to train yourself to notice what is being experienced in the body in real time, focusing on specific areas of the body and stimulating the energy there using techniques like visualization. Expectations. Telltale signs that you have done enough are things like feeling light, loose, relaxed, sensations like buzzing, pulsing, and the feeling of energy moving around your body, which can feel like mild pins and needles, along with no areas of tension in your body. You may experience cold chills to the bone and camera type flashing in the mind's eye. 10 minutes of raising energy. In my experience, raising energy does not mean that you're going to have more energy. Please do not forego sleep or food or anything else that will directly impact your energy levels. In the context of this meditation, you breathe in and using visualization, you send energy up from your feet through your body to the top of your head. On the out-breath, you imagine the energy coming down through your body back down to your feet, bouncing the energy up and down your body, fast, slow, and somewhere in the middle. Expectations. When you're doing this right, you will find the energy starts moving up and down on its own. Remember your breathing. Breathe in on the up and out on the down. When you have achieved a steady rhythm, firstly enjoy the peculiar sensations. Then, when you are ready, on the down cycle, send the energy into your subnaval storage center, which is just below your belly button. This area stores extra energy. You're going to need this extra energy to give to your energy body. 10 minutes of elevator. This meditation uses visualization to immerse you in a fictitious environment high up on top of an impossibly tall building. From there, you descend down in a glass elevator to ground level. This practice is used to promote a downward feeling within the body. This downward motion helps you to take your body and mind down to levels associated with the trance state. Elevator has been part of my meditation process whilst attempting to astral project. I think it has contributed to achieving an abundance of lucid dreams. The theory behind this conclusion is that regularly taking your body and mind down to states related to trance means you learn to train yourself to stay awake whilst your body is asleep. This act of remaining conscious whilst your body is asleep could be the reason why this practice helps achieve lucid dreams. Expectations. If you have a fear of heights, then you may be better using steps, which, as the name implies, guides you down a set of steps instead of being high up in the air. You may fall asleep during these meditations as the purpose is to take your body and mind down to states associated with trance. A quick way to stop yourself from falling asleep during these steps is to introduce discomfort. For example, if sitting, keep your head in its natural balanced position throughout and not supported. This way, every time you start to fall asleep, you will be naturally woken up with a movement of your head. Be careful, of course, not to hurt your neck. If you prefer lying down, then another technique is to raise your forearms. If you start to drift off to sleep, then your arms will fall, hopefully waking you up. Signs that you have successfully achieved the trance state are things like feeling warm and cozy all over, pulsing, pins and needles, and even hearing yourself snoring. For those interested in using the trance state to attempt an astral projection or out-of-body experience, please see the astral projection section.